Homebrew beer. Experience tantalizing tastes from unique beer-making ingredients. Chapter 1. Personal Culture of Brewing. I have long been a fan of ginger ale. Toward the beginning of my life, I had no idea that fermentation could be such an easy and enjoyable process. When I was young, I assumed that soda came from the store. The stores probably bought it in bulk, and it would come in big trucks from a manufacturing plant. The plant itself would have hundreds of thousands of dollars in equipment. My worldview was so small that I did not even consider what it would be like to create my own sodas, or that it was possible. As I entered my late teenage years, I experimented with alcohol. I remember the first hard alcohol that I had flushed me with warmth in my stomach and loosened my nerves. It was a pleasant experience. Around that point, I had discovered that if I got past the bitter taste of beer, I could become intoxicated. I also learned that there were some beers that were more alcoholic than others. I heard the premise that some beers were more sophisticated than other beers, and that the more sophisticated beers were more expensive and came from other countries where the culture of fermentation was obviously more alive than it was in the United States. At this point, I still imagined that brewing beer was a long and involved process involving detailed science and secret recipes. At this time, I was about 17 years old, and a $2 bottle of wine and a pack of fancy cigarettes was a treat for a weekend. From that point, I began traveling and reached the Pacific Northwest. I realized that there were domestic microbreweries that people patronized with pride. I lived with a few alcoholics and became an alcoholic myself. I learned much about the economy of beer and the nuances of different varieties of alcohol, and I felt the poverty of wanting to purchase alcohol all the time, but always scrounging up.